Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping.
I recognize that voice. Brian McTavish is here. It's not Brian McTavish. It's someone named Bob Dylan.
How about this voice?
But he's not coming here.
Do you know this voice? The one I'm speaking?
Yes, I do know this voice.
You know that voice. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Bob Dylan will not be here, but...
Something similar to that will
well,
be.
Well, let's put it this way. I think you're going to get more than a few Mr. Tambourine Men singing their songs.
Yeah.
At this weekend's Lawrence Busker Fest.
What is Busker Fest?
Well, it's a variety. Well, busking is, of course, performing on the street.
I didn't know that.
You're a busker.
That's one of those vocabulary words, these big words that you throw out.
Yeah.
It always impresses me, but you're always leaving me in the dust.
I try to remain monosyllabic if possible,
yes,
but busker,
that helps.
Throw you a curve. Variety of street musicians and other excellent performers at the Lawrence Busker Fest all weekend. Starting tonight is the Busker Ball Preview Show. Huh. That's 7 tonight. That'll cost you a few bucks at the Granada Theater, but it's absolutely free there on out. 5 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon and on, 1 o'clock Sunday and into the afternoon and evening on the streets of downtown Lawrence. Absolutely free busking will occur. I did want to mention a few of the non-musician attractions. There will be string bands. And
sounds cool. I like the whole idea.
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
How about a strong woman by the name of Mama Lou?
Mm.
She's quite a gal. She rips phone books in half. She does.
I love it.
Now, I've seen Mama Lou, and she looks like a perfectly ordinary human being.
Yes,
you know,
but she can rip a phone book in half.
And her shoulders are twice the size of ours.
Oh,
but
there
that,
you go.
That said, she breaks boards, she pounds nails with her fists, and yes, she lifts weights with her tongue. Believe it or not. You'd
really?
Have to see it to believe it.
Ow!
I actually
Ow!
Don't believe it. Or the Pogo Dudes, part of the Busker Fest this week into downtown Lawrence. They jump over 8 feet in the air on their pogo sticks. Or there's the world champion unicyclist from Sydney, Australia, who goes by the name Jamie. He does everything on the unicycle. He jumps over people. He jumps rope on the unicycle, even pedals with his hands. Or, you know, the mechanical man who looks like a mechanical man. He, like, thinks he's a robot.
Yeah.
He might be a robot. So fire-eating, magic, juggling.
Love it. I love all that
stuff. Cowboy comedy, burlesque, all in the streets of downtown Lawrence. And who knows, maybe a Bob Dylan impersonator.
There's events happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information on our website, kcur.org. Once again, a misleading opening.
Absolutely
David
not.
Bowie will not be here.
Absolutely not misleading. This song by David Bowie, Let's Dance, evokes the message of dance. And stands for KC Dance Day, brought to you by our friends at the Kansas City Ballet. It's an all-ages event, dance classes and performances, all free, including an open rehearsal by the Kansas City Ballet. It all happens 9 in the morning till 6:30 in the early evening on Saturday at the Todd Bolander Center.
That's awfully early to be dancing in the morning.
I dance in the shower.
Okay.
I don't shower until noon, but that's a whole other story. That happens at the Todd Bolander Center. Once again, did I say free? Free is important. We like free family activities. You need to register, so register online at kcballet.org if you want to participate in a free class, or just get there 15 minutes early. If you don't want to dance, you just want to see dancing for free. There's free kids dance shows. There's free world dance performances from Mexico to Africa to Spain to Ireland, you name it. Also free local dance performances by such local groups as the Allegro Ballroom and Seamless and City in Motion. And I think it would be worth it, even if you, let's say you're busy all day on Saturday. If you can make it by around 5:30 and catch the open rehearsal by artists of Kansas City Ballet, that would be well worth it right there.
Now let's talk bacon.
It tastes like heaven, but it looks like bacon. It's the first thing that I want when I awaken. I love bacon. Yeah, I love bacon.
Yeah, there are songs about bacon. You don't hear songs about Grape Nuts Flakes or Special K or grapefruit, but bacon, it's good.
Right. Well,
people sing about bacon.
I don't think that you're trying to limit the artistic muse of those who like their Grape Nuts Flakes.
I'm a Grape Nuts Flakes guy. Every morning is my thing.
They could write a song about anything they wanted to, but bacon takes it because bacon isn't like heaven, Steve. As we know, it is heaven.
Yes, there's some truth to that.
It's a place where you go to actually inhabit heaven on earth.
Yes.
There will be, I promise, on a stack of bacon, mass bacon consumption.
Wow.
To benefit the Rehabilitation Institute of Kansas City.
How much bacon? What kind of bacon? What are you talking about?
There's no such thing as how much bacon.
Yes.
There's only... Well, okay, here's the thing. This is for a good cause. It's for the Rehab Institute of Kansas City. It's from 2 to 5 Saturday. It's actually in the parking lot and the green space surrounding the Rehab Institute at 30th and Main. So it's not free because it's a Benny. It's a benefit. It's a fundraiser for a great cause. It's $50. And for that $50, you get a little souvenir cup and... You get a T-shirt, and you get to eat just about all the bacon you can stand.
Mm.
I mean, just the smell of bacon is enough. Ooh, my gosh.
Sounds great.
It's beyond Pavlovian.
And more information about the bacon thing on Central Standard this morning.
Oh,
you can re-listen to it at kcur.org.
And don't miss the bacon eating contest and the bacon recipe contest. No pets, because if you brought a pet, the pet would lose its mind.
As a car pulls out the driveway, she don't wave goodbye. Her last words echo in my mind. Listen, honey, I gotta get away.
That's Robert Cray. I like that.
One of the greats.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. Just turned 60 this month. One of the relatively young blues greats, actually, just a couple years ago, was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. He was the youngest inductee of the Blues Hall of Fame. 8 o'clock Friday night at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino. He'll have a new album out, probably next year. He's going to record it in November. And these days, you know, the blues is something that never changes. And yet, these days, he's singing about people losing their jobs and foreclosures. And he stays relevant, and he's so talented.
Alcohol, my permanent accessory. Alcohol, a part-time necessity.
That's the Bare Naked Ladies.
And they're singing about
alcohol.
They sure are. It's the 2013 Paris of the Plains. Once again, the Bare Naked Ladies not in Kansas City this weekend.
Yes.
Part of our misleading musical
yes.
intro program.
Yes.
2013 Paris of the Plains bartending competition.
Our buddy Doug Frost, who's on here occasionally, he's one of the lead sponsors of this. What a great guy.
A fine fellow and a great mind when it comes to cocktails. The event, of course, it's all about cocktail making. There's contests. There's cocktail parties. The event I would draw your attention to. There's lots of stuff going on with this festival throughout Midtown and downtown through Sunday. But there is an event where all the bartenders get together from 6 to 10 p.m. Sunday at the Uptown Theater, and they will try to make the best cocktail they can.
And that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Always good to have you.
Yeah,
you bet.
You betcha.
Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Do you miss spending a night at the Roxbury? Tomorrow on the program, former SNL funny man Chris Kattan joins us to talk about sketch comedy and his new stand-up tour, plus a look at the Royals with a fan's notes and the latest installment of 90 Mile View. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
Are you something else?